The show's called Ancestral Power and Aesthetic, Arnhem Land Paintings and Objects from the Donald Thompson Collection. So the title of the show comes from those two things, from the aesthetic and the ancestors. They see this as the two parts of art, what the artist brings to the artwork and the story that's there from the ancestors. That's the important message that they're trying to convey.
So who's Donald Thompson?
Donald Thompson was an anthropologist who made a lot of very first contact with the Yolongu people in Arnhem Land around about the 1930s.
So why was he involved?
There'd been an incident where a group of Japanese fishermen had been killed. The Japanese fishermen were poaching sea cucumbers, and it's thought that they had taken some of the Aboriginal women hostages, and the Aboriginal people had fought back and killed the Japanese fishermen. And at that time, people talked about sending out lynch mobs to bring these Aboriginal guys to justice. And Donald Thompson stepped in to say, well, you know, I'd like to negotiate with these guys rather than the other alternative. So he took a group of guys up there to try and meet with the Yolongu elder Wongu to negotiate this understanding. When Donald Thompson made contact with Wongu, Wongu wanted to explain the significance of the land and of the moieties. And through that, he made a number of bark paintings for Donald Thompson. They're about 2 metres by just under a metre, so they're almost like a blanket on a bed.
Is it a rarity to have this kind of Aboriginal artwork in the public?
It is, and these bark paintings were made for Donald Thompson. Generally, the artwork would be painted as part of ceremony and painted on the body. Also, there were patterns that they would paint them on bark and they would take them to other areas, a bit like a passport or a land deed. And in fact, that's probably what Wongu was trying to convey with Donald Thompson. This is our land, these are the titles, these are the important aspects.
How rare would these be, Jules?
I think some of these barks are probably some of the most significant in the world. These are obviously done before any European influence. So, I mean, that's one of the exciting things about it. The works in this, the designs in this, you can see in cave paintings in Arnhem Land that go back 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 years. And the skill of that artist in telling those same stories, not embellishing that story over that period of time, is quite amazing. After the 1930s, and as we go on, there's the opportunity for Aboriginal artists to work with acrylic paints, canvases, colour, which, you know, when you think about that Arnhem Land environment, there's all that colour there. They would have loved to work with it, but generally they work with the ochres that they had about them. So as colour is introduced to their artistic vocabulary, they use a lot more of it. So these ones are kind of interesting because they're really that last point without that influence of Western art.